Thousands of Iraqi troops launched a major offensive against ISIS today. They're trying to recapture Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein. The militants took control of Tikrit last summer, and as we know, ISIS has also seized Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, and other parts of the country and neighboring Syria. The U.S. is part of a coalition of countries in a battle against them, and the BBC's Ahmed Maher is in Baghdad and joins us now. Ahmed, earlier attempts to retake Tikrit have failed. What is the difference this time?
This is the largest military operation since the so-called Islamic State extremist group captured large parts of territories in Iraq. Up to one-third of Iraq's territories now are beyond the government. The government has been planning for this operation for a couple of months now. We are hearing news about 30,000 government troops backed by an alliance of Shia militias and Sunni fighters joining forces against the Islamic State. As you said, yes, this is another attempt. Several attempts have proved futile, and the government is pinning high hopes on this operation because, you know, Tikrit is very strategic. And symbolic as well, strategic, because it lies at the heart of Iraq, in central Iraq. Capturing Tikrit will give the army and their allies on the ground a big boost to their morale in preparation for the biggest battle. The biggest battle is not Tikrit, as a matter of fact. The biggest battle is the Battle of Mosul. Mosul, right, is Iraq's second largest city.
And as we said, Tikrit is the hometown of Saddam Hussein. Is that still symbolically important, that this is where the former leader of Iraq came from?
Well, yes. When we say here in Iraq, Tikrit, locals straight away mentioning this is the birthplace of Saddam Hussein, the former longtime president who was toppled by the U.S.-led coalition troops back in 2003. But it's not only the birthplace of Saddam, it's also the place where Saddam used to hide when the U.S. forces captured him exactly 8 months after toppling Saddam in 2003. So yes, this is still very symbolic because it is one of the Sunni heartlands in Iraq, if I can say. And it is a predominantly Sunni city. And that's why the people are very worried about the involvement of Shia forces and Shia militias, because it could open the doors to abuses at the hands of Shia militias. Because, of course, you know, ISIS is Sunni.
Right.
The ISIS militants are Sunnis, though they are extremist Sunnis, but also they are backed by Sunni insurgents and Sunni tribes.
Well, and a Shia militia commander tells the BBC that an Iranian general is taking part in this operation. Does that mean that Iranian troops are involved here?
Well, there's no doubt that Iran wields an enormous influence, Jeremy, in Iraq. And when we speak to military commanders or Shia militia leaders, speaking in condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the information, the nature of information, they are telling us, had it not been for Iran, and Iran's support, whether financial support, whether military support, the government forces and the Shia militias wouldn't have been able to withstand the onslaughts of very well-armed jihadists backed by Sunni tribes. So there's no secret that Iran is involved. But the BBC, yes, has indeed learned, the BBC Persian service has learned that one of the high-profile military leaders in Iran, his name is Qasem Soleiman, he is the leader of the elite Al-Quds force, has arrived in Tikrit. And according to this military commander in the Shia militia, one of the biggest Shia militias, but we can't identify him at his request, Mr. Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian military leader, is leading the operations in Tikrit.
And what about the United States? Is the U.S. involved here with airstrikes?
Well, in this operation, No, according to the government. The government says it is mainly an Iraqi effort, and the government wouldn't comment on the Iranian involvement, by the way. So the government says this is an Iraqi effort. They are talking about ground troops backed by Iraqi helicopters, Iraqi military jets. And the United States, of course, and Iran have a common interest in defeating ISIS, despite, of course, the animosity between both countries. But both countries, as well, the United States of America and Iran, share or have a shared desire to defeat ISIS.
That's the BBC's Ahmed Maher in Baghdad as a major offensive gets underway by Iraq, mainly in the driver's seat, but as you heard there, with help from others to recapture Tikrit. Ahmed, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service.